Hey, Robert, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. What do you remember, if anything, about Peanut Tillman back in Copper Cove?
He, a big influence there in the city. I remember meeting him when I was in seventh grade. He's always been a nice guy, great football player. Look forward to playing against him.
Robert, how much do you appreciate the chance of having to work with Mike Shanahan?
I was a Bronco fan growing up, so it was a dream come true to be drafted here and play.
Is there anything in particular that you feel like he tries to impart on a young quarterback? Is there anything that stands out in terms of, I don't know, either teaching points or things that he really tries to get across to someone who's just gaining experience in the league?
Nothing sticks out, but, Coach has done a good job, not only with myself, but with the other young guys on this team, Alfred Moore last year with Richard Crawford being a big-time returner for us and playing defense. So he's done a good job, helping us to the league.
Robert, when you look back on Sunday's game against the Cowboys, what stood out to you as things they did defensively to slow you guys down?
They played a lot of man coverage. And got a lot of pressure on the QB. So those are two things. You got to be able to beat man coverage, and then whenever they are bringing that pressure on the QB, you have to be able to, hit the holes that they're leaving open. And at times we did, and we moved the ball, put up over 400 yards of offense. But you have to score touchdowns, and that's what we didn't do.
Do you see any similarities between the Cowboys' D and the Bears' D at all?
Yeah, going into the game, the Cowboys have played a lot of Tampa 2 and a lot of cover 3, cover 4. It's very similar to what Chicago does. Obviously the caliber of guys that Chicago has and have had for a few years now is second to no one in the league, so it's going to be a challenge.
Robert, with all the advice or the criticism and so forth that's from inside or in or out, wherever, is it taking some of the fun out of the game for you right now?
No, that's what I said. I said it a couple of weeks ago. You can't let anybody steal your joy. And there's always going to be, times when you have to learn from things and be willing to learn. But at the same time, you still have to have that same joy every time you step out there on the field and never let anybody steal that from you.
Has any of it caused you to start thinking too much? I mean, you have always been a very instinctive player as well, so has it changed in anything about the way you think and go about your job?
No, it doesn't. You have to be able to go out there and play freely, play with what you see, and then learn from what you do on tape.
Robert, how are things, in terms of the kinds of plays that you're running this year, how are they different from last year?
It's a little bit of the same, a little different. Each year to year, you're going to have plays that change up just a little bit because you have to adapt with what defenses are doing against you guys. So we can't go out there and do exactly the same thing that we did last year.
Do you get the feeling that they're trying to protect you a little better given the injury?
I feel like they need me to go out there and be a playmaker, and that's what they're asking me to do.
Robert, going back to Tillman for a second, what stands out to you about the way he plays?
Very instinctive guy. He's been in the league doing this for a long time, so he sees a lot of things. He can diagnose it. He can get to the ball. You guys know he's great at creating turnovers, and those are all things that we have to make sure we don't allow him to do.
How do you account for the discrepancy between the yardage you guys have put up and the points you've scored?
You just got to be better in the red zone. We moved the ball the entire game against the Cowboys. We just have to make sure that when we get our opportunities, we have to put the ball in the end zone. And that's about all that it comes down to. It comes down to us going out there and making plays.
This is a little off the football subject, but, RG3, Derrick Rose is having some soreness in his knee as he's trying to come back, had to miss a game. Did you have a lot of soreness when you first started coming back, and was that of any concern to you back then?
No, I didn't have any, and, that's a blessing. Every knee injury and knee surgery, it's a little bit different, and it's not a shot at anyone else if they come back and they have knee soreness. It's just how their body reacts to it, and I was blessed enough not to have that.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah. Hey, Robert, with some of the turnovers this year, at a faster pace than a year ago, what's changing, do you think? in your game?
You know, whenever you play the way we played last year, and you set a precedent that this is the way that you expect to play, and these are the numbers that you expect. Anytime you stray away from that early in the season, people are going to think something's wrong. So that's the kind of way I look at it. It's not, you don't go out there and play not to make mistakes. You go out there and play to make plays.
Robert, what's the extent of your relationship with Rex Grossman, and how's that been the last 2 years working alongside him?
It's been great. You know, Rex has been a a great guy to have on this team. A great locker room guy, a great meeting room guy. He really helps me with how to handle a lot of things.
What specifically can he help with?
He's got a lot of experience. He's been through a lot. He's seen a lot. So I mean, that's, you know, experience is one thing that you can't buy experience, and he's experienced a lot throughout his career. From Super Bowls to everything in between. Eight Super Bowl.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Cheers.